one of you tell me, start the story, Denis en Blanc, what does that mean? What is the theme? What is the event? Tell me, give me all the details.
It's actually a French-themed event. It's a pop-up picnic. My owner and founder, Francois Pesky, he actually had a birthday party in Paris in a park, and he wanted it to be pretty exclusive. So he wanted to make everybody all dressed the same. So they all wore white and gathered in a city, and they used the city's backdrop as the city's landscape or the architecture as the backdrop. And it carried on. That was like 35 years ago. And now it's in 150 cities. Wilmington is only on their third year, but I'm almost thinking New York is year 10. But they have Denis en Blancs all across the city. I mean, all across the world, actually.
All right. So if we sign up for this year's event, first of all, where is it going to be? You know, the time. Give me all the details about that. What can we expect if we sign up for the event?
Well, it's always a magical night. That's first of all. And it's a gathering of friends that haven't met yet. Friends and family, and it's a night of music, fun, laughter, food, and fine dining. I mean, fine dining, dancing, and it's all underneath the stars. Now, the one thing about the event, it's usually pretty open. It's an inclusive but an exclusive event. There's phases to the event. The first phase is usually the people who came last year, and the second phase is they get to invite a couple. And then the third phase is everybody on the waiting list. Now, the waiting list usually right now is around 5,000 people for Wilmington. And we had to cut back a little bit because of the pandemic. So we had 1,000 the first year, 2,000 the second year. 2020 was supposed to be really big for everybody. We were thinking we were going to have like 4,000 people, but obviously we couldn't do that one. But this year coming back, we plan to have a nice amount. And people can register to be on the waiting list if they go to wilmington.denisenblanc.com.
Sherelle, why don't you jump in and talk to me about the theme, which is the Roaring Twenties. I'm sure you're going to be all dolled up for this event, right?
I'm definitely going to try my best to fit the theme and do it some justice. I think that, so after the Spanish flu pandemic came the Roaring Twenties. And we just deemed that it was necessary to follow that theme this year because dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, it just fits so well. You know, everybody's ready to get back outside, you know, and start gathering together again safely, of course. And we're definitely going to try to make sure that we, you know, keep safety measures on the forefront of the event. But it's going to be a wonderful time for people to come out and just kind of like relive the celebration, you know, that happened back in the Roaring Twenties. So it's very exciting.
Sherelle, how does this work? Is it a catered meal? Do people bring their own table, linens, chairs, sort of thing?
So, yes, it is. We do offer caterers. We like to partner with local businesses so we can stimulate our own local economy. So we partner with local caterers, although the guests have the option to still bring their own food items because it is a pop-up picnic. But we will have three caterers on hand. Right now, we are working with two for sure that we know, Cero on the Riverfront and Cafe Gelato, who's out of Newark, Delaware. They participated in the last event, and we want to bring them back because the food was so good. As far as the tables and decor, yes, the guests, they are given a specific size table to bring to set up, and they have to bring their table, their decor for the tables, the linens, the plates, everything. They pretty much pack up everything elegantly, you know, for this pop-up picnic.
This is fantastic. Now, I know the 2018 event was held in Tubman Garrick Riverfront Park. The 2019 event was held on Market Street Mall. Last year, of course, it was canceled due to COVID. Who wants to have the final word and give me a hint as to this year's location?
First, without being disrespectful, the event is always in a secret location, and it's always in Wilmington.